Biblically-centered kids.
Happy Wednesday, kiddos! Thank you so much for listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. I'm so happy that you're here today. It's a great Wednesday. My name is Miss Danica. Today is September 11th, 2024. Today is Patriot Day in the United States. This day is all about the bravery of American citizens and uniformed personnel in the face of what happened on this fateful day in 2001. I'm sure if you ask your parents about what happened on this day, they can tell you exactly where they were or what they were doing. Time kind of stood still that day. But one thing I know that I can say, despite what happened, is that God is in control and that He is still good. Sometimes things happen that are really hard to understand and they can be really hard to process, but that doesn't discount the fact that our God is still a good God. He is always with us, offering peace and comfort when we need it. So today especially, I remind myself that on Patriot Day. Well, let's practice this week's biblical family virtue. This week, Virtue K says we kindly respond with gentleness and encourage others. And today, we're actually going to play a really fun game. It's called Name It. This is a game that will get your brain buzzing as you come up with different types of words. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you a category, like a noun, a verb, or an adjective, and then I'll give you a prompt. Your job is to think of as many words as you can that fit the category before the time runs out. Are you ready? Let's get started. First up, we are going to name some nouns. Now, a noun is a word that names a person, a place, a thing, or an idea. For example, dog, school, or happiness are all nouns. So for this first round, I'm going to give you a prompt, and you need to name as many nouns as you can that fit that prompt. You'll have 10 seconds for each one. Are you ready? Here we go. First, name as many animals as you can. Any at all. Go. All right. Name things that are found in a kitchen. Go. Name as many places you've visited as you can. They can be countries far away or even just fun places in your own city. Go. Name as many things you can see outside. You might want to get to a window for this one. Are you ready? Go. Name as many states as you can. And if you don't live in the United States, then try to name as many countries as you can. Are you ready? Go. Name some of your favorite foods. Go. Name as many book characters as you can. Go. Wow, you named a lot of nouns. Did I hear anyone say taco was a favorite food? And what about Aslan from Narnia? Was he one of your book characters? Man, there were a lot of great nouns. You did great. All right, now we are going to move on to verbs. A verb is an action word. It is something that you can do. Words like run, jump, and think are all verbs. So for this round, same as before, I'm going to give you a prompt, and your job is to name as many verbs as you can that match the prompt. You'll have 10 seconds for each one, so let's get those action words ready. First, name as many things you can do in the park. Go. Name as many things you can do with your hands as you can. Go. Name as many things you can do when you're happy as you can. Go. Name as many things you can do with your feet as you can. Go. Name as many things you can do in the water as you can. Go. Name as many things you can do in the snow as you can. Go. Name as many things you can do with a ball as you can. Go. Did I hear anyone say dive for water activities? What about build a snowman? I'm sure that was everyone's first one for snow activities, right? You came up with some great action words. Awesome. All right, for our final round, we're going to name some adjectives. An adjective is a word that describes a noun. It tells us more about a person, place, or thing, like happy, blue, or tall. For this round, same as the two before, I'll give you a prompt and you need to think of as many adjectives as you can to match that prompt. You'll have 10 seconds to come up with as many as possible. Let's go. First, name as many colors as you can. Go. All right, now name as many size words as you can. Go. Name as many words that describe how something feels as you can. Go. Name as many words that describe how something tastes as you can. Go. Name as many words that describe the weather as you can. Go. Name as many words that describe sounds as you can. Go. As a graphic designer, colors kind of are my specialty. So did anyone say persimmon? What about turquoise? Do we have any lavender? Yes, those are all such fun colors. What about how things feel? Did anyone say squishy or sticky? Yes, well, those were all great describing words. Fantastic job. Well, I hope that you really enjoyed today's game, thinking of all these words. It's so good to put our brain to work. Tomorrow, why don't you join Mr. Johnny and I for more fun and learning with our New Testament story? Until next time.